Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Google services, including Gmail and YouTube, are being restored after a massive worldwide outage. The outage started around 7:50 p.m. Singapore time, with services restored for some users within 40 minutes. Google says all services and the majority of users were affected. Simon Marks joins us now from Washington, D.C. with more. Simon, what caused the outage?
Well, the short answer to that question, Paul, is we don't really know. Google's parent company, Alphabet, has been pretty tight-lipped about what took place here earlier this morning. The outage lasted around 30 minutes here on the east coast of the United States, but in other parts of the world, it took the company almost an hour to restore services, including Google Docs, Google Sheets, a whole variety of applications that Google offers, including Nest, which is a home security system that millions of people around the world rely upon. YouTube also went down, couldn't even watch CNA on YouTube, much less surf any other less valuable videos on that particular platform. Google Cloud has put out a statement saying that the service experienced what it describes as an authentication system outage for approximately 45 minutes due to what it calls an internal storage quota issue. Now, there are some tech experts, far more steeped in all of this than I am, who suggest that a problem like that should probably have been identified and remedied faster than it took Google to bring all of those services back online. And it's also being remembered here that over the weekend, two US government departments, the Treasury and the Commerce Department, came under a cyber assault from an as yet unidentified foreign state actor. So all sorts of questions about whether this Google outage was in any way linked to the events of the weekend here, and all eyes now on Alphabet, Google's parent company, to try and explain in layman's terms exactly what went on today.
So what else has Google said about the incident, considering that it's untimely, with many people relying on their services to work from home?
Yeah, absolutely untimely, because everyone, of course, is now on the internet more than they ever have been in the past, using those services for working at home. And also, of course, school children all over the world and university students all over the world also relying in many cases on a variety of Google services in order to continue with their classes. I think this has really served over the last few hours as a reminder to many people just how reliant they are in their daily lives on the services operated and owned by Google. And that is why I think these questions are going to continue peppering the company over the next few hours, not just as users want to know from Google exactly what went wrong today, but also investors and financial analysts on Wall Street keeping a very close eye on all of this and waiting to hear more from Google about precisely what caused an outage that really made so many people worldwide realize just how absolutely reliant they are on the company's services.
Indeed. Well, many thanks, Simon, for that update. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious.
Learn more at visitknoxville.com.